Welcome to this Frequency Matters podcast. I'm Pat Hindle, and today we're exploring the progress of Chimeta Corporation in shaping the state of the art in satellite communications with their metamaterial-based beam steering technology and solutions-oriented approach. To discuss this with me, we have Doug Hutchison, Executive Chairman of Chimeta. Welcome, Doug.
You bet, Patrick. Same to you. Thank you for having me.
So let's just get started with a little bit about your background and position at Chimeta.
Sure. I joined Chimeta now over 18 months ago. I'm responsible for moving the company from the first generation to the second generation antenna. We're really excited. We're actually getting ready to soon start shipping the beta product. And by the end of this year, we'll be shipping our second generation commercial electronically steerable antenna. We're really excited. And we're doing all of that in spite of COVID-19. The teams have just done a fabulous job.
Great. And Chimeta has a very unique metamaterial approach to SATCOM beam steering arrays. Can you tell us a little bit about that and how it works?
Sure. So a typical antenna, as I'm sure the listeners know, might be a parabolic antenna or one of the traditional antennas. Some of the early flat panel antennas have typically been based on phased array, which is a silicon-based methodology. A lot of that comes out of radar technology, a variety of different approaches like that. In the early 2000s, there was a team that realized there's a real question of whether those can get down to a highly steerable, high-performance antenna from a cost perspective. And the company started, or the predecessor to the company started looking at the concept of metamaterials. And so a metamaterial system just has three components in it. It has the physical surface, which is a combination of radio cavities and thin film transistors that allow the cavity to be able to be turned on and off. It has the tuning material, which in our case is liquid crystal, and the tuning material allows the radio beams to be shaped and controlled. And then it has the control system, which in our case is holography, which we take the thousands of different cavities that are produced on the same lines that the screen that we're looking at each other is produced on, the exact same lines, the same processes, and we apply the holographic beamforming mathematics to shape the antenna or to shape the waveforms both for transmit and receive. So pretty simple when you explain it from that angle. There's a little bit of devil in the details, but we're really pleased, and our second generation antenna just takes it to a whole nother level.
So you mentioned low cost is one of the advantages. What are some of the other advantages over a traditional phased array approach?
Sure. So the first is currently we are one of, if not the only, flat panel, no moving parts, fully electronically steerable antenna. So we can look nearly horizon to horizon. We can track satellites that are moving in the sky at the same time the antenna is mounted on something that could be doing 50, 60, 70 kilometers or more an hour, bouncing around on a very rough surface. And our ability to point and track and control things is just remarkable. And so we don't have to move anything or dial anything when you're on an airplane and occasionally you see that Wi-Fi service rolls off. We don't have that. We can point and track much, much quicker. So it's very highly responsive. It uses a lot less energy. We typically use about 10 times less than an analog phased array and as much as 100 times less than a digital beamform phased array. So it opens up the idea that we can be on small vehicles, as an example, that don't have large standalone generators, or we can be mounted in situations where there's very little power required. The antenna also is able to operate from minus 40 degrees C to 55, 60 degrees C. So we're very temperature inflexible. And then we're able to, the antenna that we'll be producing is geo-able and LEO compatible. So we're a next generation antenna that'll also, as the LEO satellites get up and advance, we'll be able to track those antennas as they go across every few minutes, and we'll be able to track them even as the antenna is moving terrestrially.
And so Chimeta started off with this beamforming technology, and now you've kind of transformed the company into a solutions company. Can you tell us how that transformation has taken place?
Sure. Well, let me start with the company has over 100 partners, and we are looking forward to working with them to, you know, support the existing verticals that we all know that love and demand satellite services, so marine and many of the other commercial applications. The company's go-to-market strategy on our own is land mobility. And what we found on land mobility is that customers really want to buy a solution. And what they really want to buy is broadband. At the end of the day, they know how to take all of the plethora of devices that they have and enter a Wi-Fi code into them and connect to something, and it works. And so it's become clear to us to really bring to life land mobility, which over the coming years ends up with connected car on the many, many years out. But today involves focusing on defense and first responders where that need is so pressing that they can have a more richer, broader depth of signal capacity. What they wanted was they want to buy broadband. And so IAS, taking our invention, which is this incredible antenna, and combining it with the software that makes it really easy to use, and both the satellite and the cellular service. So our antenna also operates for those that are really least cost oriented. So we bounce without any activity required by the user. We bounce between cellular and satellite service and provide them that reliable broadband service that lets firefighter know or be able to share the drone footage they have of a wildfire going on, or allows a soldier in a military setting that's in a small forward deployed vehicle to be connected to that and have their video camera going back up to command and control and information being provided to them. It provides that real-time service connection that allows a much higher level of connectivity in these remote, challenging situations.
So you have some exciting news with the recent acquisition of Lepton Global Solutions. So what synergies does that bring to Chimeta?
Sure. So this is an evolution of something that we announced in March at the satellite show in DC, back in those days when there were satellite shows. One of the major announcements that we had is that we were bringing the hardware, the software, and the connectivity together into one flat monthly fee. So if you are a rural paramedic that has spotty service that goes into remote locations, you can buy our service and have everything that you need and pay us on a monthly basis. And that includes the satellite connectivity. And so as we have been building out our product set, so first has been bringing the second generation antenna to market. We're excited. We're on track to have that out later this year, in spite of all the obstacles, have that out this year. We also wanted to make sure that we could provide that same quality connectivity experience as well, that the customers would expect. They want a broadband signal. They don't want to make a bunch of calls or learn a whole new technology. What they want to do, if you're that rural paramedic, you want to take care of people and you want what we do to work. We had formed for over the last several years a relationship with Lepton Global. In this case, their primary focus has been military. they're really highly regarded by the military as a reliable connectivity solution provider and a hardware provider. We had some time back started running a lot of our demo network capacity with them, and also had landed some really key orders together, providing connectivity to some of the law investigation or law enforcement organizations in the country. And as that relationship grew, and as we looked at what Chimata Connect was becoming, and as we got a chance to form a closer relationship with them, we really determined that it was a great match to bring those together, with the winner really being these customers that are looking for a simple broadband solution that we can provide.
So how does that acquisition strengthen Chimata's ability to pursue opportunities in the U.S. defense and government customers?
So the U.S. defense is one of our two land mobility focus verticals. And as you can tell, I bounce between first responders and the U.S. military. We've had the opportunity to get to work with some of the certain military groups already who have been using our antenna that have really found the first generation antenna, how highly reliable it was, how simple it is. And in those situations where comms are important and somebody to operate it isn't possible, had really already come to understand the value proposition that we brought. Well, in addition to that, we have been really active with a number of the organizations doing testing and really proving out the technology for broader deployments. And those are the type of customers that Lepton has just built a great reputation with, their ability to execute with those. And so this allows us to take already the effort that the company Chimata has been doing in building that brand and capability set with those people on the hardware side. It puts that same credibility together with that on the connectivity side. As somebody, when we say we can provide the solution, that it's two companies that our customers know and respect and believe can come together and provide that service which they want, which is simplicity that works and is reliable.
So what new growth opportunities does this open up for you?
Well, for us, we're still young. Growth is all in front of us. And so we have many, many different places that we could go for growth in time. But the two areas that we're most focused on is moving from those first on the military vertical, those selected opportunities into larger plan of record programs that would involve fleets of vehicles, as an example, and larger deployments. And we believe that Lepton is a really important step forward for us to be able to do that. Other area that this also allows us to do is we believe a lot of our first responder potential customers, really some of the military customers will want just the hardware. We already know some want the bundled solution as well. On first responders, we really think many, many of them will want the bundled solution. And this really allows us to credibly deliver that. And so what it does is it allows us to build and finish our product suite that we've been committed to the marketplace to deliver at the end of this year.
So you previously mentioned that Chimata has a hybrid satellite cellular network for seamless transfer of information. What advantage does that provide to the users, and how do you make that so seamless?
So remember that our antenna is possible to use in many different verticals. Our focus in how we're going to market as a company, as compared to the partners that we go through. And I can't emphasize enough how important and supportive we will be for all of our other distribution partners. But on land mobility, where there really hasn't been a developed expertise to be there, the antenna is implicit that there's many times cellular service available. So satellite in New York City probably isn't the most important service that the that somebody needs to add. And let me take the local community, extend that to the local community in Redmond, where our offices and our manufacturing is. In Redmond, in downtown Redmond, there's cellular service. However, the first responders in Redmond end up going out of cellular phone service all the time. And so they have our products and they are one of our customers and they use that. And what they realize is they can hook all of their equipment up to the Wi-Fi signal that the antenna provides. They can know when they're around cellular service, they're getting the best deal that they can on the cellular service that they have. And they know when they leave that cellular service, they don't need to do anything. They don't need to switch a control or turn a dial or do anything. They know that the, that cellular or that Wi-Fi signal will still be there. The satellite connectivity is more than cellular connectivity, but we'll always be managing it to the least cost solution. And what they get is the best cost, most reliable solution that they can.
So you've mentioned the critical communications market and U.S. defense. What commercial markets are you addressing?
So the company has discussed that that we have a number of things that we've released over the years. As an example, Chimeta and the World Bank and Airbus have demonstrated the ability to provide intercity bus communications. So this has all been focused in the Central and South America, where the bus has one of our antennas on when it's in town. Again, it's using the cellular network to provide a Wi-Fi product in the bus so that the people have connectivity. But as the bus goes between cities, we continue to provide that Wi-Fi service to the passengers, allowing differentiation and an additional revenue stream. That's been really interesting for people because not only does it provide a better consumer experience, but the governments have also used that to help identify road obstructions and problems. So they have added into that situation the ability to understand what's going on with their transport system and use the buses as a mobile IoT platform for them and understanding how that is working. We've done trials with trains, primarily European trains, that are looking to enhance their in-coach experience and also provide a richer connectivity in the locomotive as well, which currently uses a narrowband system, and they're ready to make the transition to a broadband system so that they can provide a richer, more complete solution in the engine. Not only in what goes to the engineer, but also what comes from the train and goes back to the operations center. In the coaches, that is a really similar approach as bus situation. In Europe, there have been road tests that have been done by some of our partners that indicate even today in 2020, that the cellular connectivity kind of peaks out in the high 80% across the roads. And that same thing applies on the train lines. And so we provide that ability to have a richer, better in-coach experience. We have discussed and we do have partnerships with auto manufacturers, and we will be working in time to provide the same capability set all the way on to connected cars, not this year. I can give you some assurance that we'll be working on that for a little while, but we're excited to be now working with partners to advance that.
Well, it sounds like you have plenty of opportunity. So how do you see the SATCOM market evolving over the next 3 to 5 years?
Boy, what a year. I just have a world of respect for all of the things that many of the different companies are going through, not only the satellite players themselves, but their customers. And I salute them on their efforts to evolve to the whatever post-COVID-19 world will be as we find our way through this. I think there is two things that I would comment on that we contribute to. The first is our antenna will work on ships and buses and trains and all of the things, and we will enhance many of the traditional markets that already exist for people that want a simple solution that they want mobility on. So I think in a market that has had a lot of disruption on its traditional accesses to revenue, we provide an enhancement to that, a product that can give them an opportunity to bring connectivity in a new way. And I'm really hopeful through all of our partners that will work very closely, that we'll be able to provide an ability to enhance the recovery of people as the connectivity volumes come back with a new product offering. We're excited to work with people on that. But in addition to that, we also provide a new market that has been discussed for a while, but now we're putting our head down and making it a reality, which is true land mobility, which really is the ability to create an environment for important uses where you know you're going to have connectivity and you're going to have a broadband signal. And clearly we think the initial markets on that are military and defense. So that's one piece that we think we allow new revenue streams to develop for the market. The second piece is, as far as we know, and I'm sure that this is not forever, but as far as we know, there is not anyone that is close to our ability to be mobile, but not just terrestrial mobile, our ability to be tracking in a mobile environment, LEOs and GEOs, as the LEOs start to come to fruition. And over time, our ability to be looking at the GEO satellite at one moment and tracking a LEO satellite an instant later with no moving parts or no complexity in a situation that has no mechanical parts involved, is an enabler for that future that we all hope, where satellite communications are consolidated and robust and really provide that layer or that umbrella globally that has been discussed for years. And while a lot of satellites need to get launched and more technology needs to evolve, I really believe that we are one of the key enablers that's going to allow that to get used in a mobile environment. You hear discussions about people solving it with a UFO antenna for consumers and other solutions, which are fabulous on things. But what we're solving is that mobile solution that really, really allows that whole next generation of services to get made and offered.
Well, thank you very much, Doug, for joining us to talk about the SATCOM market and your involvement in this area. Many of Microwave Journal's readers are focused on the RF and microwave technology and components using it, so we don't often get to hear about the end applications. So we appreciate you giving us a view into your work and the impact that it's having into the market. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Patrick.